This is GIS News. Coming up, Jamaica looking to become world leader in medical ganja. Agriculture and Fisheries Ministry to acquire additional drones to curb illicit fishing. And property tax relief available to residents. The news in detail after this message.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hubactive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes. In what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Now the news. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Powell, says the government is seeking to make Jamaica a world leader in the medical marijuana industry. He says ganja is one of the world's most researched plants, and evidence is pointing to a significant number of medical benefits from its active ingredient, cannabinoids.
There is now convincing data and evidence support beneficial effects in relation to glaucoma, epilepsy, eating disorders, pain, and several more conditions, especially those affecting the nervous system.
Minister Powell was addressing a ceremony to hand over a ganja research license to the University of Technology, UTEC, at the institution's Pepin campus on Thursday. The license permits a university to grow ganja for the purposes of research and development in keeping with the provisions of the Dangerous Drugs Act. A similar license has been granted to the University of the West Indies, UWI. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries will be acquiring additional drones as the government moves to strengthen law enforcement initiatives aimed at curbing illicit fishing in Jamaica's territorial waters. This follows the successful completion of a pilot project to test the protocols for the safe and efficient deployment of the drones or unmanned aerial vehicles.
Having tested the protocols for the safe and efficient deployment of drones from the Pedro Keys, our next step is to work closely with the Ministry of National Security with a view of identifying and sourcing drones with longer endurance so as to increase our reach as well as law enforcement presence within the island's maritime jurisdiction.
Portfolio Minister Derek Kelly was addressing the closing ceremony for the drone pilot project at his ministry on Thursday. He says the next step in the process involves the selection and training of persons to operate the drones with law enforcement agencies in a seamless manner. The University of the West Indies is to conduct an island-wide survey on behalf of the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining to determine why the country has been losing its ranking on the World Telephony Penetration Index.
After 15 years of liberalization and having led the region, we have slipped somewhat in our ranking. We believe that there's an explanation for it because Jamaica has really become a mobile marketplace.
Minister Powell was addressing a media and stakeholder number portability workshop at the Courtly Hotel in Kingston earlier this week. Mr. Powell says he's sure that after the survey is completed and the findings made known, the country will once again be the top destination in the region for information and communications technology. And residents having difficulties paying their property tax may apply for relief from parish councils or their local tax collectorate. Manager of Revenue Enhancement and Resource Mobilization in the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, Calvert Thomas, says residents who find themselves in situations where they cannot pay their property tax may apply for a special discretionary relief.
If persons, as you say, are challenged to pay their property tax obligations, they are invited to make an application. There is a committee consisting of the local authority, the Tax Administration Jamaica, and representatives of the respective parishes who sit, deliberate, and make recommendations as to what level of relief ought to be provided.
Mr. Thomas adds that persons using their lands for agricultural production may also apply to receive 50% relief on their property taxes for a maximum of 3 years. He was speaking at a GIS think tank session earlier this month. That was GIS News. I'm Anthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.